So on the computer, we have all these browsing choices from Google Chrome to Microsoft Edge to Apple Safari to Firefox. Chrome gets a bad rap a lot of the time for being a piracy nightmare and for being a memory hog. Well, our friend Rob Pegoraro has taken an in-depth look at all of the browsers, and he's got the scoop. All right, so let's do the lightning round. Name the browser. You give me your quick thoughts on each. Let's start with Google Chrome.
In a word, security. Google has an outstanding record on security. Their browser is the one that has had the best track record in that area for the last several years. If you look at an information security professional's computer, you're probably going to see Chrome as the default. But you pay for that price in performance and privacy.
Okay. Microsoft Edge.
That's the one to watch. You know, Microsoft switched to using Google's foundation, and it seems to be a more efficient, more responsive browser in Windows. At the same time, Microsoft also has better tracking protection built into the new Edge than it had before, and they're working on adding some interesting features that will make it less of a lookalike browser. Right now, they can be hard to tell apart sometimes because so much of the core Chrome experience still shows up in Edge.
Okay, Apple Safari.
That's Apple's privacy-first attempt. It is a good solution if you live in an all-Apple universe where you can synchronize your browsing from your Mac to your iPhone to your iPad. But once you have a non-Apple device in that, then the whole chain breaks down and you have to use somebody else's browser.
Like what? Like what are we talking about? Are we talking about Android phones? What are we talking about?
Yeah, exactly. So for instance, right now I have an Android phone in front of me. There's also an iPad right here. There's a Mac desktop on the desk next to me, and charging is a Windows laptop. So if I want to synchronize my browsing among all those devices, I can use Chrome, I can use Firefox, I can use Microsoft Edge. Weirdly enough, there is a Mac version. Safari is only going to work on two of these devices.
All righty. And Firefox?
That's the indie favorite. It was the browser that originally broke the Microsoft Internet Explorer near monopoly. Been a sentimental favorite. It's had its market share declining. I like what they're doing. I like the privacy-first approach they have. They seem to have their users at heart, and I hope they stick around because we already have given enough of our online lives over to Google and Microsoft and Apple.
All right, and the browser you didn't mention in your piece for USA Today is Brave, which is, they are pushing privacy a lot harder than some of their competitors. That's their calling card. Did you spend any time with Brave?
I did not. I elected to limit this column to the browsers that people either A, already had installed on their Mac or PC, or B, had used before. Brave is doing some interesting work in trying to present a complete alternative to the existing ad infrastructure, where you would pay what's called a basic attention token, a micropayment in cryptocurrency to sites you're at, in return for not showing any of the usual ads. It's ambitious. I hope they can make it work. But for the near-term purposes of what browser should you be relying on while you're working from home, learning from home, doing all the stuff from home, I think for most people, that's not the answer.
All righty. Rob Pegoraro, thank you for filling us in on browsers, a subject that never gets old. Remember the browser wars?
It never ended.
Was that 20 years ago? 20 years ago, right?
We're not going to be allowed to unenlist from them, are we? You can find me on Twitter as at Rob Pegoraro, R-O-B-P-E-G-O-R-A-R-O.
All righty. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online audio. I'll be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.